Om Shanti. Good morning. So today we are going to revise today's Avyakt Murli. Date is 27th March 1983. So Murli's title is Avyakt Babdada's Sweet Elevated Versions for the Kumari's Bhatti. So I think it must be a Kumari's Bhatti, and in that Babdada has come to meet all of them. So in today's Murli I have taken it as the discussion point would be a Kumari who will have 16 celestial degree. What would be the qualities of a Kumari who will be 16 celestial degree? So we'll take out the points in that form. So first of all, we'll go randomly from up and down in the entire Murli. So Kumari who is 16 celestial degree, first point would be she would be in the flying stage. So Baba has told that the one who doesn't walk slowly but who always flies, and the one who is flying means she's not limited to the earth. So Baba here says that if you walk slowly, then what happens? The hunters catch you and you get caught by the hunters and you get trapped. So now the turning point is, what is a flying stage? The flying stage, a Kumari who is always flying would be always be in remembrance of Baba, will be always churning Murli, will be always in that elevated, who will be having lot of elevated thoughts, who will be always doing Swaman practice, self-respect, that drills, that Kumari would be in the flying stage. So when you are in the flying stage, that is also one point. So one who is always happy, one who is in that flying stage, does not get affected by the other things which is going on. So here the first point is the one who is flying. So the Kumari who is blessed and who is always flying. Second point, of a Kumari who is 16 celestial degree would be a Kumari who is wearing the crown of responsibility of world service, and in the future she will get a crown of which is embedded with jewels. So here Baba says that Kumaris, you all have to wear the crown of responsibility of world service, and do not take the basket on your head, do not take the burdens on your head. So Baba is asking, will you take a job and take that burden and take that basket on your head, or will you take the crown of responsibility of world service? So different type of crowns are there, like, you know, paper crown is there, crown of silver is there, crown of gold is there, crown of diamond is there. But see, Baba here is talking about crown of responsibility of world service. So he wants Kumaris to go into that field and do work. So that is the second point. Third, a Kumari who is 16 celestial degree would be a free from bondages, the one who is free from bondages. So Baba here talks about bondages of Kumaris, and he says that Kumaris who are staying in Lokiks, you know, so Baba says that gradually make your relatives content and then you can get yourself free from the bondages, and make a plan to get free from the bondages. Make a plan to get free from the bondages. Keep the aim of doing unlimited services, and all these limited bondages will be getting over one by one. So now discussion is, what are the bondages of a Kumari? What are the bondages of a Kumari? Man ka bandhan. Maya. Bondages of mind. See, and what else? Insecurity feeling. What else? Whether we can survive there or not. Bodily strength. Support. Somebody's support. Learn more. And earn. Okay. So here, see, the point referring is like you make your relatives content and free from their bondages. So now a Kumari who's staying in Lokik, what would be her bondages? So let's talk about gross bondages and subtle bondages. So gross bondages, suppose if she is the earning member of the family, she can't leave the house and go to the center. If she is the earning member of the family, she would think in that way. Second, if she has old parents and she is the only child of the parent, then so how she will be able to leave? So this is a bondage to her, you know, which hindrances her to go to the center. So that is second, if she has old parents. Third, if she has younger siblings and she is the eldest in the family, so she has lot of responsibility in the family that she has to take care of the other siblings. Fourth, if she has anybody ill in the family or her parents are ill, then she has to take care of the parents. Then that is a bondage, that how she can get, you know, away from it. Fifth would be society pressure. You know, for brothers it is still okay, but for a Kumari, if she does anything, the entire society will blame the parents that, you know, you did not take care of your daughter well and see now what she is doing. So okay. So these are some of the gross bondages of Kumari who is staying in Laukik family. And subtle bondages, as we spoke about, at the level of mind. It could be her own weaknesses and which does not allow her to enter the center as a teacher. So it would be like her own weakness, that I can't adjust with people, I can't stay with a group. Or it could be laziness, because if I go to center, I have to follow all the rules and regulations, and here I have freedom. And sometimes it is society pressure that comes in. So sometimes it is that, you know, I have freedom now, you know, that as we said, if she is earning, if she is getting educated and she is earning, so she has freedom of doing things. But if she goes at center, then she will have to follow what they say. So all those things are in the mind. So Baba here is saying that make your relatives content and then get yourself free from them. And if you keep the aim of having unlimited service, then all these bondages will break. Suppose even if she has this bondage of having old parents at home or somebody not fine at home, or she is earning member, if she keeps the aim that I want to surrender at center and I want to keep that aim of unlimited world service, then gradually something will happen in the drama in such a way that all her bondages will be over. So this would be the third point of a 16 Celsius degree Kumari. Then fourth point I took as Baba here said, a Kumari who takes the decision in second will get gold medal. So Kumari who gets gold medal when she takes decision in a second, and Kumari who takes a long time, thinks over it and then takes the decision, gets a silver medal. And those who thinks also and does not take a decision gets copper medal, Baba says. So here, you know, every time, even I have experienced this when we go to Bhatti, Kumari's Bhatti. So in the end of Kumari's Bhatti, Dadis tell all of us, you know, okay, so the Bhatti is getting over now. Who are the Kumaris who will get surrender at center? And now the stage has reached where hardly any hands are up to get surrender. So the Kumari who 16 celestial degree will raise her hand in a second and say, yes, I take a decision to get surrender at center. Yeah, so that is getting a golden medal. And Baba here has spoken that if you are asked that you want to become Rama and Sita, then nobody raises the hand. Everybody keeps the aim of becoming Lakshmi Narayan. The next, I think this is the fifth point. So here, a Kumari who is always in zeal and enthusiasm. See, he said, this is the next point, does not see the weaknesses of others. And Baba says that if you see weaknesses of others, then you get disheartened. So do not see weaknesses of others. Do not let your courage down, no matter what happens. Like sometimes she feels that, I don't know, perhaps the same will happen to me. If one person falls into a ditch, what would the another one do, Baba says? Would he fall in it himself, or would be try to rescue the other one? So Baba says, never get disheartened. You know, nowadays it is like we get disturbed because seeing others, oh, this thing happened with her. It can happen with me also, that she was so fine when she was staying with her parents and going to the center regularly. But now once she is at center, see what is happening to her. She is falling ill. or people are not behaving well with her. So all those things, when we see others, so Baba here says, do not see the weaknesses of others and get disheartened. No matter what happens, do not see that he has stayed. So here also, you know, it depends on us that how much faith we have in Baba and how much we really believe that, you know, God is my companion at confluence age. It's just because something happened with another person, it's not necessary the same thing will happen to me. And there are so many examples of this, you know. There are Kumaris who have gone to center but their life is not successful, and there are Kumaris who still had, you know, problems with the incharges, and but they have molded themselves in such a way that now they gel with them so nicely, and their center life is really successful. So I think it depends on us that how we are. It's not necessary that if something happens to XYZ person, it would happen to me also. So this is something we should keep in mind as a Kumari. And everybody's accounts are different, and everybody's sanskars are different. Yeah? So it's like that. Then here one more point Baba says that when a hunter tries to trap you, he throws very good grain. And Maya also does the same sometimes. And so always stay in the flying stage and you will remain safe. So Kumari is always in the flying stage in zeal and enthusiasm. So here when a hunter tries to trap you, he throws few grains. Maya does the same sometimes. So what is the hunter and what are these good grains? So I just thought, if a Kumari is at a center, you know, we spoke about a point that Kumaris want security, Kumaris want support. Suppose if any brother is there at the center and he says, you know, we will walk together and I will give you support. So whatever happens to you, you tell me. So once she gets that support from a brother or anybody at center, she feels that my life is secure. Why should I go to the center and stay now? I have a lifelong support with me. And that support system can become her life support anytime. And then she can actually go down. So this is good grains of Maya. Somebody was sharing the experience that, you know, how Kumaris are tempted, that, you know, parents are also walking in Gyan, but sometimes parents also feel, you know, there should be some security for my daughter, and they say, you know, that yes, you will become Lakshmi Narayan in future and you will be 21 births, your life is secure, but what about the confluence age? See, this guy is very nice, you know, he has a government job, he will get pension. There is medical insurance for you, and these are the temptation and good grains of Maya for the Kumari. And then she gets tempted, okay fine, my future is secured. So and sometimes the good grains would be, okay, let's go and search a Brahma Kumar, I'm a Brahma Kumari, let's search a Brahma Kumar only, and that are the good grains of Maya. So a Kumari should always be alert that something like this should not happen to me, and I should not get trapped, and I should always be in the flying stage and zeal and enthusiasm. And very nice point Baba said here, to think of the past, to think of the weaknesses, to look back means Ravan will come. So thinking of the past, thinking of the weaknesses, it will bring us down. And you know, Baba says that Ravan will come. Weaknesses, actually I think we should make use of weaknesses to go ahead. I was just thinking that, you know, this scientist Thomas Edison, everyone of us know that how that lamp was discovered. He failed 999 times, and thousandth time he discovered how to discover a lamp. So what he says in his, somebody asked him, did you get dissatisfied by doing this 1,000 times you did, you should have left in between. So he said, what kept me always going was, I knew that 999 times the ways not to invent a lamp. And I am very happy that I know so many ways not to invent a lamp, but the 1,000th time I could discover a lamp. So like that also, our weaknesses should become our strength, I think. So this is one point. Then next, a 16 celestial degree Kumari would be one who is having the flag of victory in her hand always. So Baba here says that you have the flag of victory in your hands. So here a nice thing Baba has told that you know, you give a trial to yourself. Take leave for 2 months, 6 months, and go at center and see for yourself and try it out. When you take one step, then you will move 10 steps ahead. So I was just thinking, suppose if somebody wants to learn swimming, and if I read books of swimming, how to do swimming, and you know, what are the steps to do swimming, and I see some videos on YouTube how to do swimming, will I learn swimming? No, I won't learn swimming unless I get into the swimming pool. So you're also hearing from others, you know, center life is like this, center life is like this. Everybody scares as, okay, this is like this, this is like this. Somebody talks good, somebody talks bad, somebody talks fearful things. So let's go into the swimming pool and see how is the swimming pool. So it would be like that. And the next point would be a Kumari who is Shakti and not sheep. Baba says, I don't want sheep and goats. And here the Kumari who is Shakti. So Baba, all, you know, in Sakar Murli also Baba says that I don't want sheep and goats. I was just reading about sheep, why always Baba refers to sheep. So it is said that sheep always walks in flocks, you know, groups. And if one sheep is separated from the group, the sheep gets scared and panicked. That is the psychology they have studied about sheep, that they get very stressed and panicked and tense. And it's a very fearful animal actually. So Baba says that I don't want goats and sheep. And in Sakar Murli, he says this. So in the beginning of the institution, when there was a lot of fights on celibacy, some people came to Brahma Baba and said, Baba, you know what, you remove the celibacy part from your institution and you will get a lot of people coming to your institution. So what was the answer of Brahma Baba? Baba said, I don't want sheep and goats in my institution, but I want lion and lionesses in my institution. So that's how Baba says that look at the Shaktis and do not look at the sheep, and your fear will be removed. You get afraid when you see those who are weak. So do not see those weak souls. If you want to see only, you know, see our dadis, how our dadis are. You know, they came from such a royal families, you know, very rich. But did they ask for bungalows to Baba? No. When we are hearing Adi Ratan now in Hindi classes, just hear their life stories, how they were, how much they have sacrificed. And in a small room, so many people used to stay together. And when dadis were made in charges also, then also they did not expect that they were to be given a cottage or something like that. So how are dadis faced? And they are Shaktis actually. I remember one sister, you know, she had this, all the group of sisters had problem with the in charge, and that sister was told, why don't you change the center and you go somewhere else? So you know what that sister replied? That sister said that there is one Ravana here and there would be 10 Ravanas standing at other place, so I should not go. And the second beautiful answer she said, that this is something which made me move, and she said, Baba has kept me for the sustenance of this soul here. If I go away, who will take care of her? You know, that level of thought, such a great soul she would be to speak like that. That Baba, she's suffering from that other person. All of them are suffering, but she gave the answer that Baba has kept me for the sustenance of this soul, and hence I cannot leave her and go. So that's how. So Baba says, look at the Shaktis. Then the next, a 16 celestial degree, I think this is the 8th or the 9th point. So one who is the master ocean of knowledge. One, Baba says that today the rivers have come and merged with the ocean. So one who has got this title of master ocean of knowledge. So always, who will be a master ocean of knowledge? Who is always churning Murli, always talking about Baba's knowledge. And in every step, you can see that knowledge is has become her own personality trait. That is master ocean of knowledge. The next point would be, a Kumari who keeps unlimited attitude and not limited attitude. So who is always having a benevolent attitude towards everybody, towards the entire world. It's not only limited to the family. See, Kumaris are very sensitive. That's why Baba is raising this point. They always will think about their own family. You know, so one who is keeping a limited attitude of service, unlimited attitude and not limited attitude. Suppose, for example, my mother suffers from a problem. diabetes. So I would sit in meditation and I will give Sakash to her that her diabetes should be cured. So this is a limited attitude if I keep this. But if I want to keep unlimited attitude, I should give unlimited Sakash to everyone who is suffering from diabetes or everyone who is suffering in the world. So that would be a unlimited attitude. So that's how Baba says unlimited attitude. And here Baba has told that keeping a limited attitude means I have become a Brahma Kumari and I am contented with my own progress. This is for my own attainment is limited attitude. So this should not be. The next point would be getting a golden medal and not silver medal. So a golden medal would be having unlimited service, unlimited attainment. And very nicely he has said, what are the silver medals, what Kumaris think of? I'm moving along fine. I'm not making any mistakes. I'm fulfilling both my worldly responsibilities also. There isn't any conflict of sanskars within the gathering. So this is getting a silver medal. So we should not get the silver medal if we want to become... If we want to become 16 celestial degree, then we should get the golden medal at confluence age.
Diamond has to be
golden or silver, yeah, and then copper. So next, a Kumari who is having a most elevated life and blessed life. This is, I think, 11 point. Elevated, and this is my 11th year. Elevated life with full of blessings and great donor. So Kumari who is like this, Baba has told that whatever treasures you have got from father, you should give it to others. So you should become a great donor at confluence age. Then next would be a Kumari who is free and there is no bondage and there is no dependency and trapping the self into wasteful thoughts. So who is free from the wasteful thoughts? So Baba has told very important line here. The bondage of those who are dependent is a trap of their minds of own wasteful and weak thoughts. It is our own wasteful and weak thoughts that, you know, my own weaknesses I think of and then blame at somebody else. Like, you know, I have problem with somebody, but actually it is my own weakness. But I start blaming that other person that, you know, I am disturbed today because he did not talk properly to me. You know, he did not speak nicely to me. He has no manners to speak. So I start blaming, but actually it is my own sensitivity that makes me behave like that. So it is, we can churn more on this point. What are the wasteful thoughts and weak thoughts of the mind? So here we can think more on this point. So that is the 12th point. The next 16 celestial degree Kumari would be one who will take the first chance to get surrender. So your Baba says that you will take the first chance to get surrender, na? Or you will just remain as cooperative souls. So the one who takes the first chance to surrender and just not remaining cooperative souls. There are some Kumaris what they will say that you know, I will be part-time working here also and part-time I will do some seva and some service at center also and I will remain as a cooperative soul. So they try to keep the balance. But Baba says that those Kumaris won't be successful. So that, like that. So not taking that chance and surrendering yourself. Then a Kumari, next point would be a Kumari who always sees and follows mother and father. So Baba here says, see Jagadamba, you know, she was too a Kumari, but how she got surrendered. So again here Baba says, do not look at the weaknesses of others, you know, your fear is due to your own weakness and nothing else. It is our own weakness which makes us stay back. So if you look at them, you become afraid. Don't become weak and don't look at the weaknesses of others. So this was 14 point. And the Kumari who is the image of 8 powers. So here Baba has told that according to Hindu calendars, Kumaris are called on the 8th day. So he is telling that a Kumari who is image of 8 powers would be one who is 16 celestial degree. And the last point would be a Kumari who is having degree. Now here Baba is telling, like Kumaris, somebody, Baba said there is a difference between Kumaris of Bharat and Kumaris of for abroad. So someone said that we want to get a degree. So Baba says that if you get a degree, you have to put it into practice. Otherwise, there is no value. A illiterate person also takes care of the children, and an educated female also takes care of the children. So what is the difference? So unless you put it into practice, or you come in the stage of world service, then your otherwise your degree has no value. I remember my own mother used to tell me, when I used to study for my medical college, she would say, how much ever you study, at last you have to be in the kitchen. And my father used to support me to, yes, no, let her study, you know, but that statement, I remember my mother saying. So, such comments we get when we want to study. So here also Baba is actually but telling us the degree of what we get once we become Brahma Kumari. So Baba says that, see your Jagadamba, how much degree she received. So what are the degrees here? He's saying Master Ocean of Knowledge, Master Almighty Authority. These are your degrees of Confluence Age. And Baba says MA and BA are all included in this, and Doctor and Engineers are all included in this. So I would elaborate on this point, saying that even if we want to study, but that should help the yagya. There are a lot of phone calls from Kumaris. They say, what to do, and should we give up the studies and just go at the center? Sometimes see, our laukik life and our laukik studies helps the yagya. I being a doctor, if I would have just left it, but today what I am serving the yagya and the Brahmins, I feel very satisfied. I am so happy that I am able to help my own brother and sister. So everybody has a role to play. If she would have thought that why should I study LLB and just give up, you know, then what? Then she is serving the yagya through her education. So everybody has a role to play in the drama, and that's how things can happen. So this is one point. These are the 16 points. So, and one more paragraph is there, victory of karma yoga over the suffering of karmas. So here Baba says that karmas come to you because to burn out and not to make you suffer. And it comes to take leave from you because even the suffering of karma is aware that it can only come at this time and not at any other time. So this is why it seeks its chance every now and then. When it sees that nothing is going to be gained here, Baba, in Hindi Murli, as Baba has told, dal nahi galegi, so it goes away. So I think when diseases come to us, they actually test papers for us. So these are the 16 points. So just revising, a Kumari is always, who is in the flying stage, is the first point. A Kumari who is wearing the crown of responsibility of world service. Third would be a Kumari who is free from bondages. Fourth would be a Kumari who takes the golden medal. Fifth would be a Kumari who is always in the flying stage and flying with zeal and enthusiasm and not getting trapped by the hunter. A Kumari. Sixth would be a Kumari who is having the flag of victory in her hands. Seventh would be a Kumari who is a Shakti and not sheep. Eighth point would be a Kumari who is Master Ocean of Knowledge. Ninth would be a Kumari who is keeping unlimited attitude and a Master World Benefactor. 10th would be taking a golden medal and not the silver medal. 11th would be a Kumari who is having an elevated life which is full of blessings and who is a great donor. 12th would be a Kumari who is free, not dependent on these wasteful and weak thoughts. 13th would be a Kumari who would take the first chance and get surrender and not remain only as cooperative souls. 14th would be a Kumari who follows mother and father. 15th would be a Kumari who is a world benefactor and image of 8 powers. And the last point is on the Kumari who takes the degree of Brahma Kumaris. So these are the 16 points for a Kumari to become 16 celestial degree. Okay? Strength. That's why in one of the Murlis Baba has told, no, 5 vices are there, but Kumari is one more vice, and that is fear. Yeah, and Kumari, he talks about sensitivity and crying proof. But why he is referring to these animals? Because these animals are fearful animals. You can actually scare a goat, but will you be able to scare a monkey or a lion? No. He, that's why doesn't refer to lion. No, he always keeps a difference of lion and goats, lionesses and goat. So that's how, that this is a fearful animal, but this is you get fear from that animal actually. Okay. Om Shanti.